My father
knows
that way.
It's a soft one. Mm. And boy, it just...
Just got it fits all right.
It's really relaxing, the silly thing.
Maybe you better not get one. I have trouble getting my spring wound. If someone went to bed and woke up and told you about, oh, things that he did, you'd say, oh, you didn't do those,
you just dreamt it. Mm-hmm. Dreamed it.
And then they stopped as soon as he...
Since he awakened.
And if a person doesn't get up in the morning, you say, he did what? He didn't go to work today.
He overslept.
Well, let's say he's sick. He was sick, so he
stayed in.
Mm-hmm. If you went outside and saw me up in a tree, how would you assume that I had gotten up there?
You climbed it.
I'm pretty good at climbing trees.
Are you? You bird watcher or something?
No, I'm just a tree climber. What do you call it at a dance when the men bang the floor with their feet?
Stomp?
say it's a square dance.
Oh.
With all those squares.
I don't know.
Would they stomp, or?
I guess they would. If they're stomping their feet, they'd be stomping.
Gee, I like the square dance.
I do too. I love the square.
But I'm a good deal like an ox. Gee whiz, I'm ashamed to get out there because everything has to stop when I get there. I go the wrong way and I mix people up.
You have to be in pretty good shape to stay at it very long.
That's
time.
Right. And I'm not.
I'm not either.
We used to square before we was married, but you all got. That's back in
the
young days.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. I think those were before my creaking days.
For kids.
If you want to open a drawer, what do you do to it?
I pull it open.
And if you want to close it?
And push it shut.
Uh-huh. And let's say you've got something that weighs 100 pounds and you want somebody to pick it up and move it from one place to another, what would you ask them to do?
I'd ask them to carry it.
Well, then what kind of words have you got there? Carry and tote and fetch?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't get tote very much. It's pretty old-fashioned and it's pretty well down to the saw. If, let's say the children are in here and there's something fragile on the table, and they come out and they're about to put their hands on it, what would you say to them?
I'd say be careful.
And don't what?
Don't touch.
If we were sitting here like this and you wanted, you wanted that purple glass over there, what would you tell me to do?
I'd ask you to bring me the purple glass.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how this one got down here, but what do you call it when a team scores 2 points in a basketball game?
It's a goal or a basket. Uh-huh.
And let's say we have some big pieces of pipe outside and we're going to carry them together. You want me to put my hands around them, what would you tell me to do?
There's a bunch of pipe?
Well, we're just going to take one.
Well, I'd ask you to get a hold of one.
Mm-hmm. Then we get where we want to go and you want me to take my hands away, so you say,
put it down.
Well, let's say you just want me to take my hands away so it'll fall.
Let's say drop it.
Mm-hmm. If we're going someplace together, and you start out ahead of me this time, and I say, hey, don't go yet, you say, all right, I'll
wait for you.
Mm-hmm.